Time for some hockey talk, Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, and online at BennettAutoCenter.com. The voice of the Black Bears, John Shields, joins us. Hi there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Wonderful. How are things at the Conte Forum?
Pretty good. They're running the Zamboni right now, and we're preparing for a single game between the Black Bears and Eagles this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's briefly revisit last weekend that saw the Black Bears get a split, a good accounting for themselves, a tough game that they were in into the third period against BU, and then a wonderful overtime victory over Merrimack.
You know, another example of this Black Bear team battling back, never being out of a hockey game. They tied the game multiple times against BU on Friday, the third-ranked team in the country. Were not able to win that game, and then they were down 2-0 to Merrimack, fought back two shorthanded goals to tie the game, force it to overtime, and able to get the winner in overtime from Ben Poisson. The play started by Lyndon Breen, who scored the two shorthanded goals, and he continues to impress as he leads the Black Bears with 24 points and 14 goals. And three shorthanded goals on the year now, of course, two in the Sunday game. But three shorthanded goals in the season is tied for first place in the NCAA. So he had one previously on the year. But Lyndon Breen continues to play very, very well for Maine. And it's impressive they were able to come back in that game. You know, when they went down 2-0, I thought to myself, well, this is too bad. This could be a bad weekend, because coming back from a 2-0 deficit is not easy, especially against a good team like Merrimack, and they were able to do it. Victor Ospin made some big saves in net, and they get the overtime win, and it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely, and now a chance to pick up some valuable Hockey East points with two games this weekend. First tonight against a Boston College team that's, they've been struggling a little bit of late, John. I think it's, five or six games without a victory for the Eagles?
Yeah, and their last seven games, they're 0-5-2, so five losses and two ties in their last seven games. They haven't won a game since January 14th, so we're inching close to a month since they've won a game. Since the Christmas break, Boston College is 3-6-2, so not the second half that they were hoping to have. And Maine and BC right now in a very tight race in the Hockey East standings. BC just 1 point ahead of the Black Bears right now in seventh place. Maine 6th and 8th place in the standings. So this is a big game for both of these teams.
What's the single most important thing for the Black Bears tonight, John?
The single most important thing? There are just so many. Stay out of the penalty box. They've had this knack of going into the penalty box and doing it early. Now, Maine's penalty kill is 16th in the nation, but BC's power play is 14th in the country. Boston College does not do a lot of things very well, but they are good on the power play. They are operating at almost 24% right now. Like I said, that's good for 14th in the country. Maine can't give up more power plays this weekend. You know, that's come back to bite them throughout the last several weeks, just spending that extra time in the penalty box. They did kill off a five-minute major against Merrimack, but that's not a recipe for success. They've got to be smart. They can finish their checks and be physical, but they have to make sure they don't take unnecessary penalties, retaliatory penalties, which has happened this year. When you have a young team, Maine has a lot of freshmen in the lineup, they have a tendency maybe to get a little frustrated and hit back after a whistle or trying to show the player, don't do that again to me, or whatever the case may be, and then it ends up being a matching minor. Can't have that. They've got to be disciplined. I think that's the most important thing tonight is discipline. Stay out of the penalty box. Now, there are good penalties at times to cut off a breakaway or stop a shorthanded chance, but stay out of the penalty box would be key and number one and the most important.
And then Sunday, the Black Bears on the road again down at Saugus Arena, where they will take on the nationally ranked Riverhawks of Lowell, but a team that Maine certainly knows they can play with.
Yeah, they match up pretty well with Lowell. They split their series at Alphond Arena, so it's round three. Each team has won a round, so we get the deciding regular season matchup here at the Saugus Center. That should be a fun one, too. Lowell's a good team. They're very well coached. Norm Bazon has been there a long time, always has a good hockey team. I know Coach Ben Barr, Maine's head coach, has a lot of respect for Norm Bazan has said he's arguably the best coach in college hockey. So there's a lot of respect between these two coaching staff. So that will be a fun game as well. A 2 o'clock faceoff on Sunday. So plenty of time to pause that big game, pregame stuff. That gets old after a while. Watch the Black Bears, and then you can watch the football game.
Yeah, well, now what are you going to do on Saturday, John, when you've got a day off in the middle of Massachusetts?
Well, I had originally, I was hoping to maybe go watch the Bruins play, but have you seen their prices of tickets?
yeah, exactly. Well, if you sell an organ, you could probably get one.
Yeah, I might have to grab some ice for the hotel bathtub here on the way. It's like a kidney or something. I don't know. I looked at the prices. My wife saw the prices, and she quickly vetoed that idea. So I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Well, whatever it is, I hope you have a relaxing day, and I hope it's spent thinking about how the Black Bears got a nice Friday night win and then a chance to sweep the weekend on Sunday. 7:05 puck drop tonight, John?
7:05 tonight here at Boston College, and 2 o'clock, like I said, on Sunday.
That's awesome. Well, John, good luck to you and the Black Bears this weekend. As always, appreciate you squeezing us in on your busy schedule, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Thanks, Rich. Take it easy.
You got it. Voice of the Black Bears, John Shields, talking University of Maine hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. See Tom Bennett and the crew for everything from oil changes to engine jobs. Online at BennettAutoCenter.com and by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.